guy guy.
Fuck that! The guy guy, no?
No, just kidding.
And of course, in English, she would be a she. Mm-hmm. But in Sweden, they're proposing, or rather, they added a word to the dictionary. So it's a gender-neutral pronoun. The pronoun is hen.
Uh-huh.
And here's an article all about it. You can read about it. Have you heard of this?
Like, yes, I have, actually. But it's not... we've known about this for a while now, right? But I think it just got official or
so,
something.
So, okay, some background on it. 1960, they coined the term. Hen, as opposed to, of course, this is in Swedish. This is in Swedish. So hon and han, I think, are the male, female. And then there's a third one, the hen. But it didn't catch on back then. In around 2000, or a bit before that, the 90s. Two purposes for bringing it back up again. One writer didn't want the cumbersome he/she political correctness. You know.
Yes, yes.
So he was proposing, instead of the just the male, which a lot of people weren't okay with, to use that.
That is actually the same issue with English, right?
Exactly. And then the other one, like some transgender activists, also proposed the usage of hen. So there was a resurgence of it. It gained more acceptance by then. You know, schools were even using it. And of course, feminists were also for it. And here we are, 2010. Actually, in 2010, they already added it to the online encyclopedia. So now, 5 years later, it's already in the dictionary. And Sweden, which is considered by a lot of people to be the most gender equal place on earth.
Oh, good for you, Sweden.
Good for you, Sweden. Not only are they gender equal, they're gender, which is important to them. You know, sometimes you don't want to specify the gender of the person you're writing about or you're speaking about. And it does matter. I mean, here we are fighting for equality when in Sweden they're already for neutrality. And do you think that's a good thing? Is that a step in the right direction, or is equality enough?
I'm actually not even sure yet if, you know, having a gender neutral pronoun means anything for equality, right? Because, you know, it's, I don't know, I don't see, do you?
I do, actually, I do. First of all, like...
Well, granted, I haven't thought about this that much, but what about you?
Yeah, we're only told about this topic, right?
Yes.
But works in that,
yeah.
You know, in the same way that people are more sensitive about, you know, congressmen, you know, and they'd rather...
That I have opinions about.
Yeah, those kinds of things.
Yes.
You know, like words do have power, and people grow up using these words. And what they want to do in Sweden is to introduce from as young an age as possible the idea that gender, both genders are equal.
Okay,
and
I get that.
They're going to the extent of fundamentally changing the way they use their language. You know, what surprised me when I was reading a bit about this topic before we started was that there are only 170 approved gender-neutral names that you could use. And
names.
I don't know. Names. Like, you can't, like, randomly, you know, jumble some letters and make some noises out of your mouth and then register your child under that name.
Is this in Sweden?
Yeah. To think that such a progressive place would have... That kind of, yeah, because some parents were proposing the freedom to name your child whatever. Like if it's a boy, you can name it whatever.
Oh, it's like,
name it whatever.
It's so like dystopic, like, you know, you must have a government approved name for your child.
Yeah, 100 and, like, what is it? Do they have, like, type, you know, those stencils, limited stencils for their...
Yeah, and what if you, like, you know, your child does not approve with the gender... They have been assigned.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Like,
so, yeah, parents who are more progressive, you know, that they realize, they know about the reality of being transgender. They want the option to give their children gender neutral, but beyond the 170. Because, do you know of any similar regulation as far as because you don't have to enforce it so much.
No,
right?
I don't think they care.
There were
they so don't care.
Yeah, yeah. The food names, right? Like the spaghetti ADAs.
Fantastic
names. Okay. So we actually beat Sweden in this regard, both Philippines, right?
And there are people like when I meet them, and I go, yeah, your name is this. Parents' names are this and this, right? And I'm usually right.
Okay. So some would argue that these children are. Well, okay. At least in Sweden, you wouldn't be given. The advantage in terms of having fun names, right? But other things that they're trying to do.
And we already have gender neutral pronouns.
We do. We never even had to bother with that, right? English, they had to debate about whether it's better to use he, that, she.
That's like I said, that's an issue.
They, them.
Yeah, in writing in English.
Yeah.
Like, for example, it's a user manual or, you know, something that it's not a story, so there's no specific person, so it could be a male. And usually, like traditionally, they use he, and now people are like, white love is he.
He,
she is too cumbersome.
Yeah.
And people, you know, just to make it a little more balanced, they just use she.
Yeah. I've been seeing that a lot. We have a word for female firefighter. It's like bumbero. Do we have a bumbera? Is that all?
Only I think because there aren't many of them.
There aren't many of them, and the connotation is sort of different, right? That's why that's where the inequality comes in. Like when bumbera, like really, like what would people think when you or let's say tubero? Is there a tubera?
Only I know only because I think there aren't that many of them. Doctors.
And if you say or especially when you advertise tubero, you don't really know what you're getting. Or maybe they anyway. So these things, these are important things, right? Do you think so?
Now, in the case of, like I said, why specify that it's a female doctor or a female dentist? And especially in the news, like there was this one, somebody was saved by a security guard from something, I forgot what it was. But they were very specific in saying that she was a female doctor.
Why was it important?
First of all, I'm not even sure why they had to mention that she was a doctor. Maybe somewhere down the...
Okay.
So they mentioned she was a doctor, and they mentioned she was a female doctor. And like,
yeah. If it were a male doctor, like,
they wouldn't have to
specify a male doctor was rescued by...
Now, saying it's a female doctor or lady doctor or lady dentist, it's sort of implying that, well, for one, that they are sort of aberrations. Like, look, it's a doctor. Patch, look, it's a female.
It evokes the damsel in distress narrative.
I think that item, yes.
And dramatic stories are read more. I'm thinking about whether this applies to something that I read recently. It's been going around Facebook. It's a story about this one guy who stepped in when a couple was fighting. Like a couple was fighting, the guy was physically harming the girl. Already, the man was harming the woman. He stepped in, tried to stop the man, and he was beat up. Like he posted a photo.
The guy beat him up.
Of his face with a black eye.
The guy beat him up.
The man who was being abusive to the woman
beat him up.
This person who posted his face on Facebook with a black eye.
Uh-huh.
Now, when he was recounting the story, he specified that the abuser was a man. The person being abused was a woman, right? So here in this case, is it now important that the genders are specified, that it was a man beating up a woman? Because it could have been a man beating up another man, right? They're a gay couple, or a woman beating up another woman, or a woman even beating up a man, because that happens too, even if it's not as common or not as, you know, heard about.
Well, it depends. Did he mention their names?
He didn't get their names.
If you try to I'm just trying to imagine, you're trying to hide the genders of the two other people involved. It'll be really hard to tell the story because you will have to refer to them.
In different ways.
Yeah,
you can say the abuser and the victim. That's easy enough. right?
Yeah, but
But I guess it also plays into the gender roles. You know, it's always the man beating up the woman. In this case,
most of the time.
Most of the time, you know, that's what people think.
Not all the time, but most.
But when people do these things, that's often what's on top of their heads.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they forget about these instances where it just doesn't happen, and it doesn't happen sometimes, which is why, like, moves for gender neutrality are also important. So the beating up, the saving, you know, these are gender roles. On a lighter side, like, there are moves in Sweden. Let's go back to Sweden, where they were proposing a male and female bowling tournament. So there's no male division, there's no
female
division.
Just regulate everything in there. Because
wants
to have male and female?
The thing is, in wealthier countries where poverty is not as much a problem, and you know, they just have so much time for their government to focus on other things,
not
the basic things. Think of the Maslow's
hierarchy. No, you have to let me know. I have to know who wants a male-female bowling tournament. Is it like the government saying, going like, okay, all you bowling alleys, you must have, you know,
so politicians,
segregating your bowlers.
Politicians who support the civil society groups who are asking for gender neutrality. Of course, there are those conservatives who don't want gender neutrality, who are already okay with gender equality. And it's so interesting. The conservatives are just for gender equality. Some, of course, progressives.
those are their conservatives.
Yeah, progressives want some
good job,
more.
Sweden.
They want neutrality, so they want to do away with this this division when it comes to sports, even, right?
Okay.
Or I assume even with jobs. I already mentioned about the names, and, you know, going back to the start them when they're young. There are proposals in Sweden for playtime to be abolished in grade school, in elementary. I mean, they're doing this because, according to the people who are proposing this, playtime tends to reinforce the gender roles that, you know, society dictates on these children. So the bullying happens, the men, you know, try to outdo the other men, the women play with their dolls, I guess something like that.
Okay.
So in order for this not to happen, they want everything to be structured. And the conservatives, who are okay with just gender equality, they're saying, that's too much. Like, why are you micromanaging people on this level? So the intention is good, definitely, you know, gender neutrality, which ideally would empower the women and transgender people, the transgender community as well. But do we go to this with next time? You know, that kind of thing we will talk about at the meetup. It's next week, it's next Saturday or Sunday. We will post the details on the website, on all of our social media channels.
Wait, isn't that Holy Week?
Oh, is it? Okay, we will, anyway, stay tuned for that. Thank you for attending or for being on this show.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, you catch the tail end of Women's Month.
So I know, so like last hurrah.
That's,
right?
That's a great thing. And you caught the first episode in this new studio. I'm calling it studio.
Oh, great. Yeah, we have a new studio.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. See you next time.
Bye.